Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The most visible sign of inflation for a lot of us is those big numbers at the gas stations. It hurts. AAA says a gallon will set you and me back $4.23 on average. Now, one big reason is the White House ban on oil from Russia. And when this export ban began, polls suggested most Americans were okay with it, even if it meant some pain at the pump. Where is that support now? Mark Stewart has been looking into it. He's a business and economic reporter in New York. Mark, welcome back.
Hi, Scott.
So just 3% or so of the oil Americans use is from Russia. But when oil prices go up in the world, we all pay the same global price. Have we been here before?
Scott, I've been looking back in history, so to speak. September 11th, the OPEC crisis of the 1970s certainly come to mind because there were economic consequences. But I think World War II, perhaps, maybe is the closest to what's happening right now. There were price controls. In some parts of the world, items were hard to get. We even saw people invest in war bonds. And I was talking about this and the recent poll about the higher gas prices with Simon Johnson. He's a professor at MIT and former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. He feels this is a unique moment.
It's driven by empathy, and it's driven by looking at what is happening to another people quite a long way away from the United States. And the feeling of outrage, the feeling of dismay, the feeling of powerlessness.
So this may be pretty novel for our time. Of course, you know, surveys like this are going to have critics, and of course, attitudes change. But I think, Scott, this is a moment of discussion about money and what really matters to us.
So, Mark, any sense that we might see a shift in Americans' gas consumption? And what about our spending more generally?
Sure. The gas consumption question, Scott, it's a bit tricky because it's a commodity that most of us cannot live without. Sometimes we have no choice but to drive to work or to school. One analyst noted to me, even if there is quality mass transit where you live, it doesn't mean people are immediately going to make this shift. But then on the broader question about our consumption, I asked Deborah Small, who is a professor of psychology and marketing at the Wharton School of Business in Pennsylvania, about how moments of hardship can shape our spending.
Whatever people are thinking about, talking about, they're going to try to align their consumption to those cultural moments. And so they do change their consumer behavior.
Well, finally, Mark, let me ask you a little bit more about consumers and brands. We have seen some 400 companies, including McDonald's, including BP, pull out of Russia after the Ukraine invasion. Are consumers kind of rewarding these brands for doing this?
You know, as Professor Small pointed out to me, brands are an essential part of our lives. And as we have seen, there is this growing expectation that companies that provide a product or a service take a stance on social issues. Customers want to know where they stand. We saw that with the Black Lives Matter movement. Corporations have been asked about their position on voting rights legislation. There are many more examples over time. But I think, yes, there are some similarities in this situation with Russia and Ukraine as well.
That's Mark Stewart, business and economics reporter based in New York. Mark, great to have you again. Thank you.
You bet, Scott. Anytime.